This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello and welcome to the Carson Anderson program on a Tuesday. Hope you are doing well. I'm Doug Carson. That's Scott the Gator Anderson. What's up, Detroit? And welcome. Scott?
Doug.
Free agent market in the NHL dried up before it even started, didn't it?
Yeah. All the big free agents were basically pulled off the board, or the only other one would seem to be traded. So, and the Red Wings were apparently not involved.
Well, with Marner?
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't appear to be the case. I mean, look, yesterday they did some good maneuvering, okay? I mean, getting rid of Tereschenko's contract, 4.75, and that money was basically turned around and used to re-sign Patrick Kane, Albert Johansson, and Jonathan Berggren, and that's great. They spun a player that was not doing much for them and basically spun him into free Patrick Kane, a free Jonathan Berggren, right? You've turned his money into their money, and that's great and really have an impact to the cap. But I mean, Sam Bennett, Neckblad, and Marchand back to Florida.
That's what you call the hometown discount.
Yep.
Oh my, those guys took millions less per year to go back.
Well, they got the state tax loophole down there.
Well, there is that, but that being said, they still took millions less.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was something.
I mean, look,
for them.
They could get involved in the free agents that are left.
Mm-hmm.
Gavrikov, the left hand defenseman from the Kings.
Who McClellan the coach before.
Yeah, Ehlers with the Jets, the winger.
Yeah. Brock Boeser.
Boeser from Vancouver. But it just feels like the move is a trade. It if you look at who is available in trade, whether it be Robertson or now Keandre Miller could be a target out of New York.
The Rangers, yeah.
That they might be moving on. Will Cooley, who's, you know, a pretty productive forward that could be a spare part or cap casualty in New York as well.
But one of those guys, I think, is rumored to be a cap. They want to sign one, and the other one's going to be, hey, we don't have money for you.
Okay, so that's what it feels like the next move for the Red Wings needs to be. I mean, we're operating in the reverberations of that report yesterday that the Red Wings are poised to do something big. Well, I don't know that there's anything left in free agency that would be big. And with slim pickings, whenever you get down to supply and demand, the supply of free agents now is dwindled already, meaning those teams with cap space and some that have to hit a floor are probably going to end up overpaying, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. When you go back and think about this, Steve Yzerman, before free agency started and over the weekend, he kind of let that signal out there that perhaps free agency wasn't the way that he was going to go, but they do have, what, 19, 21 million, whatever it is in cap space. They're doing something. And now it seems pretty obvious that it's not going to be the free agent route, which he sort of intimated wasn't really going to be there. So it would have to be a trade. But it doesn't mean that you can't add somebody of substance. You certainly can. And, you know, adding, if they were to add Keandre Miller, 6'5" defenseman, over 200 pounds, plays a bit of a mean streak. Yeah, I'd like to have him. He's only 25 years old. But what would it cost to get him? You'd want to sign an extension right away as well, I'm sure, and that's why you have the money. I don't know how real the Robertson stuff is out of Dallas. If it's real, I'd try to go all in on that. I mean, that's a guy who scored 40 goals twice in his career already. The last 4 years, he's been better than point a game on average. I think he's had a couple of 80-point seasons, and he had a 100-point season. So he's awfully productive. A responsible two-way player as well. I mean, to me, if you were to end up with both of those guys, and I'm not saying they are, I'm not going to make any predictions. I'm just saying if you end up with both of those guys, that's a home run. All right, now does it look as good as if you were to get Ekblad and Marner? No, but I mean, that was probably unrealistic to think you're going to get both of those guys, but hoping to get one and you end up with none because one guy gets traded and the other one just resigns. Okay, so you're left going back to the drawing board, but I'm sure that Steve Yzerman is well prepared for different scenarios in terms of at least he's not caught off guard like, oh, crap, all these guys are gone in free agency because they re-signed with their teams. Huh, now what do? I guess we better look at trades. I'm sure he's been looking at that for a while. Whether he can pull it off is a different story because, as he has said and as other people say, it takes two to tango. You need to have a partner in order to trade with. So now you're starting to scour and you're looking at other teams, you know, cap situations. This is why New York is brought up or Dallas is brought up. But there are still a couple routes. I would guess that they were going to trade for one player and they're going to sign some free agent as well.
Yeah. And look, the trade market is where I think the big move is made.
Mm-hmm. The bigger of the two,
bigger of the moves. Yeah. And I mean, look, we're going off a report from a guy from The Athletic who, you know, really feels like Detroit's getting ready to do something. I mean, their cap situation is what it is. It they've got some cap space in a year where the free agent market, it feels like it didn't completely evaporate, but there was a lot taken off the board before the shopping even began.
Well, and the other thing you do as a GM is you look at, and you know this, you know, a couple of years out in advance, you know who the free agents are going to be. So you can look and see who's going to be a free agent next year. And maybe that's who you target in the trade right now. So you can trade for them and then sign them to that extension so they don't get to free agency next year.
Now, but this is the job. This is the job of Steve Yzerman. And Steve Yzerman, it doesn't matter what the context is. His job is to build a better hockey team. And I don't feel bad for him. I want him to be successful. I can't say that enough, but the situation is what it is. There was a degree of predictability of a lot of these guys going back to their teams. I don't know that we expected quite as many to go back to their teams as they did, but at the end of the day, this is the job. It's not easy, but you are in charge and paid the big bucks to get this done. And so now what's next? Well, we'll get to that. There were some Hail Marys suggested during the morning show. I want to talk about the veracity of those coming up today at 10:18. Plus your phone calls and feedback. It's Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. So it is breaking news from the NBA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has agreed to a 4-year, $285 million Supermax contract.
Excuse me. How am I?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
$71 million a year plus over a 4-year contract.
He's going to be making close to $1 million a game.
Oh my goodness.
Close to $250,000 a quarter.
I really should have worked on that jump shot.
I mean, yep.
Wow. Really should have developed the Odie Odie hook. I had a hook shot that I used playing pickup basketball, my friend.
That's about right.
Because Otis was the first nickname, and they shortened it to Odie. People called it the Odie Odie hook.
Yeah.
It was devastatingly effective.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Devastatingly effective against your friends.
Yeah, against other guys that were my height or shorter.
And I don't know what relevance this has to do with Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Well, I mean, I clearly should have developed that Odie Odie hook, become a tier one, five-star recruit, should have played, you know, basketball at Michigan State, then get drafted, be a lottery pick. So I could have signed a big contract.
I did tease we were going to talk about Hail Mary plans. And,
and you that's just, what I should have done.
You just generically and organically brought up another one.
Can you imagine seeing some 6'1", vertically limited fella out there on the court just shooting hook shots?
Yep. I could. I could see that. I think everybody could. Could picture it.
He's not fast. He can't jump. He doesn't really have any height. No ball skills whatsoever. But that hook shot, what do you want to give him? 71 a year. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. $71 million a year. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Okay. So, look, the Hail Mary suggested by the morning show. One is don't spend any of this money. Bank it and make a run at McDavid next year. Two is tank and try and win the lottery and go get Gavin McKenna, who's supposed to be the next generational player. The problem with both of those plans is they truly are lottery tickets. Connor McDavid, saying you want to bank the money and make a run at Connor McDavid is like saying, I'm in love with this woman. She will marry me. And I know she will say yes. But I prefer Eva Mendez, so I'm just going to marry her instead. Eva Mendez has some say, right?
She does.
Yes. And Connor McDavid has some say. You can't just say we're going to bank this money and go get Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid has some say as well. And the way these things work out typically is right now the Red Wings are in a situation where they don't get the Connor McDavids. So I mean, look, I get you could be trying to stealthily maneuvering for that down the road. The other one is tanking for Gavin McKenna. It's literally a lottery ticket. If you aren't the worst team in hockey, which they won't be the worst team in hockey, you have like a less than 10% chance of winning the lottery.
And even if they had the best chance and the best odds to win, they don't do it.
It's only 18%.
Well, and they have no lottery luck. I don't think you're aware of the irony that you had when you brought up Eva Mendez and Hail Mary.
No, no, why?
Do you know who Eva Mendez is married to?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
You know what his blockbuster movie's called coming out this summer?
No clue.
Or next year? Hail Mary.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that just something else that just happened.
That just happened.
Yep.
You unwittingly.
I unwittingly and unknowingly had no idea. I had no idea.
You're brilliant.
Yes.
You work on a different level.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to call it?
Chess.
Chess.
Everybody's playing checkers.
I'm playing chess, yes.
And you are playing chess, 3D chess. Well done, sir. Yes, your point is well taken, though. Those are two. I mean, you can't rely on a draft lottery Hail Mary. The only way you can rely on, oh, we're stockpiling for Connor McDavid next year, is if you know for sure that Connor McDavid's going to hit free agency.
Yep.
Which you don't know for sure.
Nope.
And then you have to know for sure that Connor McDavid wants to play only for the Detroit Red Wing organization.
I mean, that kind of what you, how do you get those assurances?
You don't. The way you do it is you trade for him. Which I suspect if Edmonton knows that they are going to lose Connor McDavid to free agency, that they will trade him. Because how could you not? I mean, the best player in hockey, you've got it. And if you think he...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You can't re-sign him. You move him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they may.
So either way, I agree with you. Those are Hail Marys. They're unrealistic, and I'm sure that they put that cavity on there. Hey, this is wildly unrealistic. It's why it's called the Hail Mary.
Well, I know that the morning show talked about this because this was some of the feedback they got. And the one thing you can control... You can control trades. You get the player. You get the contract. Some guys have no trade clauses, or some guys say, well, I'm not going to re-sign with you. But if you're willing to trade for a player like a Robertson or a Miller, you get yourself into that situation where that player knows that you want them and will pay whatever price that they want. They can go after some of these free agents. I just, the problem with even the Red Wings cap space is the last I saw, and I don't know if it's been updated. I guess I'll go look at Spot Track again. There's still 12 teams with more cap space than them. So cap space is only valuable based upon its relevance to what other teams have. The market is what it is. If there are 12 teams with more cap space than you, now, thankfully, they've re-signed guys, and those other teams have their guys that they want to re-sign and money budgeted to go elsewhere. So it might be less than 12, but there's a lot of teams that are going to be bidding for a few players. And that's going to drive the prices up, and you probably end up overpaying for a free agent. So trade is the way to go. We just sit back and wait to see what Steve is up to. I don't think there's no plan. Like, I'll give you an example why I don't think there's no plan. Earlier this week, or I guess it was during the draft, so it was late last week, he was asked about buying players out. And he said, I don't envision doing that. And there was a mini meltdown amongst fans who wanted to see Tereschenko and Hull bought out, right? Well, he had a plan. He did have a plan to move one of those contracts. He was able to move and not have to attach a draft pick to it to get somebody to take the salary. So I believe that there are things in place and that he's thinking of stuff. And that was an example of, people thought, well, why isn't he buying these guys out? Well, there was a reason. He had a plan.
And if at all possible, if you're, let's say you're trading for Keandre Miller, a defenseman, It'll likely cost you a pretty good prospect.
Yep.
And could you send Justin Hall with him so that you lose Justin Hall and his salary, you take on Keandre Miller, you give him a contract extension. I mean, that could make sense too. But trades you can make at any time Free agency begins 97 minutes from now, 96 minutes from now.
Yeah. I mean, do you expect them to make a big free agent signing?
I don't know if I expect them to make a big free agent signing. I would expect that they would be involved when you start looking at who's there. Do I think that they're going to be kicking the tires on Ehlers or Boeser or Gavrikov? You know, two forwards and a defenseman. Yeah, I think they're kicking the tires.
Well, don't get me wrong. I do like, if out of those guys, I'm a big fan of Ehlers, and I like his size. And, you know, it's funny. I went back and just looked at his games against Detroit, and he scored a wicked goal against the Red Wings. And I think I'd be cool with that. I'm scared of what the prices are going to be given the market right now.
Yeah, but it is the market. The market resets every year, and next year the cap goes up again. And the year after that, the cap will go up, and you know, everybody else will have that same amount of money to work with. So it's just, you have to, this is not an easy job, right? Particularly when you have people that decide to go back on what the market is. Like what happened in Florida, it's amazing. And yet it throws the Players Association is like, wait a minute, what are you guys doing? You took millions less, like an Ekblad, what do you get? $6 million a year or something like that? That's like $3 million below what the market value would have been if he actually hit the free agent market. I can't imagine the Players Association is all that thrilled with it. And yet at the same time, every agent in the world is going to say, well, they just gave the hometown discount. Here's the real market value. You guys know it. This is a crazy offseason already because nobody thought Florida was going to be able to re-sign all three of their guys.
Yep.
And they did. It's really actually amazing. Those guys, why would they do that? Because they want to run it back. They want to have an opportunity to be the first team in forever to win three straight. I mean, we'll be the first team since the Islanders to win three straight. Edmonton never did that. So that would be pretty amazing if they can do that. But as far as free agency today is concerned, yeah, I think we'll hear the Red Wings linked up with a player.
Well, the one thing about the salary cap rising is if you look at the last few years, it's risen by $1 million, $1 million, $4.5 million. This year, it's expected to go up a little bit more, but it really is. It doesn't rise as much because it's directly tied to revenues.
Right, yeah.
And the problem with revenues is revenues react to an Edmonton, Florida Stanley Cup.
Well, that's part of it. And they have to. Gary Bettman's really smart. So I expect even though I don't love everything he does, clearly. But I think he's a very smart guy, came from the NBA, and he'll know, and he's been trying to. He's going to keep trying to find the best deal possible for the NHL when it comes to TV deals and rights deals and all that and streaming services.
You know,
and that's where the salary cap goes up.
And he's, to his credit, they put together a business model where they just had a new CBA renewed without coming anywhere close to a work stoppage, which is one of the worst things that can happen in a sport. And it wasn't even flirted with. Bam, re-upped. And that's an underappreciated healthy thing because it was well before anybody heard the words work stoppage in NHL. They re-upped it. And that's fantastic news for the hockey fan. All right, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, Red Wing fans. What happens next? We'll get to phone calls and feedback coming up. Red Wings with some cap space, some maneuvering, some stealth maneuvering to keep some of what they had in place. Remember last year we kept talking about one of their biggest problems. It felt like they have a line and a half worth of forwards. So maybe the depth moves and trying to find a guy or two that can help, you know, your second and third line actually goes a long way on a team like this. But here we sit with a lot of the free agent market picked over before it even started with guys going back to their old teams. What do you think happens next here, Red Wing fans? 248-539-9797. Pistons made a move yesterday as well, and their plan seems rather clear. That we will get to next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Here we go. Feedback coming in from an unnamed texter. We are in hockey purgatory. Good enough to get fans excited, but not enough to be Stanley Cup contenders. Terrible free agent signings over the years, and trades haven't helped. And taking draft prospects that are years away instead of ones closer to NHL ready. Well, I mean, the draft thing, you don't have much of a choice when you're picking 13. I suppose you could try and find guys who are close to the league, but that doesn't make them the best draft pick. I'm having a hard time being super critical of what Steve Yzerman's done at the top of the draft, because most of them appear to be either good players or good prospects, and there's no defined busts. He could get more out of the mid and latter rounds, but the hockey purgatory thing is something I'm not sure that I disagree with. They're kind of in this weird place where they're having problems getting that step. Like, they're the same team. I feel like the same team they've been the last 3 years.
Well, yeah, they kind of are. But each year they seem to add more pieces than their younger pieces. This past season it was Edvinson and Casper. Both those guys played really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of confidence that in the future these guys are going to be outstanding players. I love Marco Casper. And Simon Edvinson, you can't teach size, Doug.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No.
And he had his ups and downs last year, but there were way more ups than downs, and I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of his career. So that's just two guys last year that got introduced to the team that you're expecting to take strides forward and be better than they were, and that's a good thing. Who will those players be this year? That's what I'm curious to see. Who gets the opportunities?
There's this text. And how many cups has McDavid won in Edmonton? Curious why people think the Wings are one player away from winning a cup. That's from John. I don't know, man. He's widely regarded the best player in the league. If you could get him. Now, given, I don't make a plan to go get Connor McDavid. The whole strategy this offseason shouldn't be banking money and resources to try and make a run at Connor McDavid. But why would you not want the best player in the league if he were available? I'm sorry. It's is there something inherent about Connor McDavid, or have they just lost some close games, some great opportunities to win a cup?
Well,
it doesn't mean he can't.
Edmonton is, offensively they were offensively a gifted team, but defensively not so much. Goaltending, way absolutely not terrible goaltending. So, you know, McDavid going somewhere else Connor McDavid make teams better?
Yes,
100% he makes them better. Would he make the Red Wings a Stanley Cup contender? Not necessarily. But if you continue to develop those younger players that you have, you might have something. I'm not going to sit here and dream of the Hail Mary that would be.
I'm not either.
Getting Connor McDavid next year in free agency. I just don't see it. I think if Edmonton knows that they're going to lose him, they're going to trade him. I mean, it's what they did with Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, I mean, they might be in a Scooble kind of place, right? And from a
it's absolutely
make one last run at it with him and try it, or you could trade him. But I mean, if you use the logic of, you know, then who's the best remaining Florida Panther? Because he won a cup, go get him. I'd rather have him than Connor McDavid. He won a cup. Same logic, right?
Well, he's tough.
Nate right. Schmidt, maybe the defenseman, but free agents always dry up because many go back to their team. That's why people who really needed somebody. That's why people who really needed somebody targeted them and traded for them. Well, look, I mean, that's why I do think there is a trade coming. I don't think Steve Yzerman doesn't have a plan, and I know there's a lot of skepticism about him, but I thought yesterday with the Tarasenko move is exactly the kind of plan that is what is being worked on behind the scenes that we don't hear about.
I kind of agree. I think the bigger move to be made is through trade. And yet what's the timeline of that happening? Because the longer it takes, the more bullets he's going to take from everybody. And deservedly so. I mean, you want to see this team improved upon, and
well,
it's hard to get there until you see those players that you're adding to the team. And with free agency, it happens immediately, right? Today at noon, we're going to start to see different names being trickling in that so-and-so has signed a deal with this team and that team and that team. And I imagine the top free agents will likely be gone by 8 o'clock tonight. A trade is different, but what is the timeline? Is it the end of the week? Is it the end of the summer?
I don't know, but how many bullets Steve Yzerman takes is really not my concern. And it has no impact on winning and losing.
It affects my mental health in the meantime.
Okay. Well, your mental health is somewhat my concern from 10 to 2 every day.
I would imagine it might affect your mental health.
But I, at some point, just get it done. I don't care when it happens. Just get it done. And yeah, I mean, people calling and complaining, that's sort of kind of our jobs every day from 10 to 2 is listen to people call and complain about stuff. But they aren't the only team in free agency. Last night, it started in the NBA, and the Pistons signed Caris LeVert. What are they getting in Caris LeVert? Hunter Patterson of The Athletic says his role will presumably be taking over primary ball handling duties on the Pistons' second unit, aiding Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. He's a long player. He can get into passing lanes. He's got a huge wingspan. And it kind of stands to reason that everything we heard is that they're going to be looking for complementary pieces, that their run at a championship comes through the core of players that they've drafted. The question becomes, was Caris LeVert, quick shift gears, Beasley is not in the plans any longer, or was Caris LeVert in their plans all along, is one of the questions I'd like to know the answer to.
I mean, to me, it seems like Caris LeVert is that's the pivot. That's the, this is what's going on. Beasley, let's find somebody else. Here it is, Caris LeVert.
And the thing about Caris LeVert is he's not the three-point shooter that Malik Beasley is. Can he get in the lane? And because of his size, does he get his shot off? Is he a bit of a contortionist? Yeah. Yeah, he does. And I do like having long players on the perimeter that can, deflect passes and things like that. But, this is a complimentary piece. If you want a player that puts him over the top, Trajan Langdon's kind of implied that that's not their focus. He did say there will be a day, but it's not yet. Their big improvement comes from Cade, Jaden Ivey, Jalen Duren, Asar Thompson, Ron Holland, Beef Stew, young players.
That core getting better.
Yep. And, it's not the most exciting thing in the world. Just from a shock and awe, it doesn't feel like there's going to be any shock and awe from that team either when it comes to free agency, but that doesn't mean it's not the right thing. In fact, I think a lot of people kind of understand with the Pistons what they're doing.
I agree with that. I think more people would be on board with that model than if the Red Wings strike out every which way or just add marginal players.
Yep.
Don't want to see that.
No. But as it stands right now, Pistons, I don't know if Beasley's completely out, right? I mean, Beasley, the way that it's worked with these things is I don't know that we're going to get any decisions made overnight. Malik Beasley, could you get him on the cheap when this is over? You keep him on the hook and get him on the cheap when it's over? If he's found to be not guilty in this investigation?
Or if he's just exonerated, yeah. I suppose you could, but it seems like with this pivot that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not going to be the case.
There was Terry Rozier was cleared in the betting scandal yesterday. He was cleared, and so I guess that could happen. I haven't been following that one nearly as closely. I guess that could happen with Malik Beasley as well. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, straight ahead, Gator is going to do something he hasn't done in a while, sounds like, and I'm going to ask him to explain why. We'll get to that today at 10:52 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, a lot of feedback coming in. An unnamed texter writes, Gator, Florida teams in Nashville have no state income tax. You can take a pay cut and still come out on top. We've talked about that.
And where are they? It's taking a $3 million a year pay cut, I think, is pretty impressive.
Can Doug please explain why he's afraid of how other people spend their money? It's not your job. It's Steve's. It doesn't affect you. Well, hold on. I guess I'm glad you said this so you understand why. It does affect me because it affects how good or bad the team is. I don't care that it's other people's money. It's that there's a cap, and I'm hoping that they spend the money wisely. I'm hoping that the money goes to the best resources. I hope the money's not wasted. I hope the money isn't an overpay because you only have so much money. There's a budget you have to operate within in the NBA. So I think everyone should care how they spend their money. You want them to spend it wisely, right?
100%. I mean, it's, you don't want to spend money just for the sake of spending money. I mean, in a cap world, there are reasons that you would hold back some money. I don't suspect they're going to use up all the cap space. You want to reserve something left over perhaps for a trade deadline so that you can take on somebody else's player and take on that salary without exceeding the cap. And there'll be some teams that just say, screw it, we're going all in. And if it's all depending on how you do decide to spend it, how you allocate those resources.
Dude, it's one of the reasons why I'm celebrating getting rid of Tarasenko and almost $5 million for 11 goals.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's freeing up money. I guess we need to explain it so people do understand it, but that's why I care. I care a lot. Now, a little bit less so in Major League Baseball because there is no cap, but there are budget constraints. I mean, it's the fact of the matter is we're in a world where the Dodgers, Yankees, Mets, and a few others are always going to have more financial resources than teams like Detroit. Detroit's not a small market, but they also aren't those size markets either.
No, they're not. They're not at all.
A named texter, add a couple Z's to Eisenman. He's asleep at the wheel. Okay, did you think that when he said he wasn't going to buy out Hall and Tarasenko, and then he found actually a better move than a buyout because you're responsible for none of the money? And eventually you'll get something back. I mean, those future considerations might be relatively low, but I don't expect it to be anything.
Yeah, that doesn't even matter.
Way better than a buyout.
Yeah, getting rid of the salary was huge. And then you know, being able to use that to pay in full Patrick Kane for another year, the guy who actually does produce. Well,
I mean, he basically got Kane, Bergeron, and Johansson for almost that same money.
Yeah.
Why are Detroit fans so afraid of spending sports teams' money? These are millionaire entertainment products. This is what they're supposed to do.
No one's afraid of spending money.
Nobody's afraid of spending money. It circles back to, we must have done a terrible job explaining this. It's a cap. There's a limited amount of money available. So if they have to overpay for free agents, that means they're probably going to pay more than the production that those players are going to get, and that there's better ways to spend the money.
Yes. Now, the way to do it, I suppose, would be that, and probably the case with any free agent that you would sign, is it's the term of the deal, right? So that's the other side of
the
it.
The length?
Yeah. If you're going to sign, let's say the Red Wings were in on Ekblad, and they were going to give an eight-year, $72 million contract mm-hmm. at $9 million a season. I mean, okay, you're expecting the cap to go up, and as the years go on, that looks like a better and better deal, although at some point you're going to have the diminishing returns because the player gets older. But when you're looking at players right now, like the rumor to be looking at in trade, to acquire someone who's 25,
yeah,
and you can give that player an eight-year deal, and maybe it's for $8 million a season. That's the rumor, I guess. That's a report estimated, hey, here's what it would cost to sign Kadri Miller. It would be, you know, over almost $8 million a year. He's 25. Great. And that, by the way, is something I think the Red Wings are more interested in doing, is finding the player who's in his mid-20s that they can lock up long-term, as opposed to finding some player who's in their late 20s that they don't want to give an eight-year contract to, or seven-year contract to. It just, it's supply and demand. Who's there? Who's available? The better route would be a trade at this point, because all the free agents are basically shut down. You've got a handful of free agents that you might be interested in, and so is every other team in the league. You kick the tires, you try to do your best, but I would imagine that their top priority at this point is, let's work out a trade.
248-539-9797. At least this is Abdelkader's final year. His contract, LOL. Let's go, Stevie. Make something happen. McDavid in a Red Wings uniform makes sense for some reason. Team legacy would be the main reason why. I mean, it would be awesome, but I don't think you operate now with that as a long-term goal. As much as, you know, I go back to that, you've got a significant other that loves you and will marry you, but you'd rather marry Eva Mendez. That's cool, but Eva Mendez has to agree to marry you. Connor McDavid, if he gets the free agency, would have to agree to come to Detroit.
What about like a friends of benefits with Eva Mendez? Does that work out?
Yeah, I mean, what's the friends of benefits for the purposes of this comparison? Or this purposes of this comparison when it comes to Connor McDavid? I don't know. There's really only marriage or not. You're either that player plays for you or he doesn't. All right. I said we get to Scott Anderson. You're going to do something. I don't think you've done it in a while.
Nope. I had to think about this. I had to think about what the last movie that I saw in the theater. And it's been a couple years. And I think the last one I saw, probably been more than a couple, probably 3 or 4 years. I think the last movie I saw in a theater was Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I don't know when that came out, but that doesn't sound like it was out last year.
No, it wasn't. I think it's like 3 or 4 years ago. I believe that was the last movie I saw in the theater. And I used to love to go to the theater, and I used to love doing it over Christmas time. Take time off. One of my days, I would go see a movie and go shopping, do whatever, you know, just and go in one of the Imagine theaters and sit down in the great seats and really enjoy the experience. But I haven't really been that inclined to do anything since. There've been a couple movies that have come around, like, oh, maybe, and then I just kind of blew it off. However, this new Jurassic World movie, Jurassic World Rebirth,
mm-hmm.
the ads I've seen on TV, I think it screams that you have to see that on a big screen and not just wait for it to come out so you can watch it on your TV, even though, you know, everybody's got great TVs now. I feel like this is a movie that I should see in the theater. It looks visually awesome.
You're down for this, huh?
Yeah, and I go back to, I remember the when the first Jurassic Park movie came out, 1993 was the date when it came out. I remember that summer and seeing it. It was my first year out of college. And I saw it with a buddy of mine, and there was all this hype about that movie. And I walked out of that movie, and I thought, that lived up to the hype, and then some. It was groundbreaking with the special effects and all that, and that actually still holds up pretty well today. But now we are 30 years later, 32 years later, with technological advancements, different actors, the whole bit, different characters and stuff. But this movie looks amazing. You know, you get the dinosaurs are in the water, dinosaurs up in the air, not just the, you know, the T-Rex and the raptors and all. They got everything.
You're ready to go.
I'm ready to go, man. It comes out, I believe, tomorrow. So I'm really excited to see it at some point. I'm not going to see it this weekend, but I will see it.
So the previews have sucked you in.
They really have.
For the theater experience.
Yes. Now, I also recognize, as I'm doing some research on this, it says it's a standalone sequel to Jurassic World Dominion, which came out in 2022. I don't think I saw that. I think I saw the previous Jurassic World movie, so I may have to watch Jurassic World Dominion before I see Jurassic World Rebirth.
Well, I'd say it's pretty clear that these movies are doing well because they keep making them.
Yes.
I saw the first one, full stop.
That was it?
Yep.
Did you enjoy the first one? Do you recall?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Snow Maverick?
Oh, Snow Maverick. Top Gun Maverick was on last night again. Love that movie. Top Gun.
Is that what you watched last night?
No, I didn't. Well, I did for 5 minutes. And I'm like, no, don't do this again. So I was, I didn't watch a lot. I was reading a book, but yes.
Wow. Reading.
Not the, the idea that, because if I'm going to go see one, it's going to be F1.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
I
again, probably really cool on a big screen.
I think if I'm going to go see it, like it's 45 days before it goes to the premium video on demand sites where you can just stream it. It came out a couple days ago. I'm not sure I'm going to wait. I think I might actually go see that one in theaters.
Wow.
Yeah. Which, what was my last one? In theater, I think it was that superhero movie that you guys laughed
because I parachute. Endgame,
yeah. I think that was the last time I was in a theater.
So
No, that's wrong. Last Christmas, my daughter wanted to see that Twisters thing.
Okay.
So I went and saw that in the theater.
Is that any good?
It was fine. You know, it wasn't life-changing.
No.
No, I mean, you know, there's no Shawshank or Top Gun, but.
Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
You didn't see that in the theater?
Did I see that in the theater? I can't remember if I saw it in the theater. I saw it at home. I think I saw it at home. But 248-539-9797. Let's go to Justin in Oakland. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Justin?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So I was invited to an advanced screening of Jurassic World Rebirth over in New York.
Okay.
So I got to see that last week, and it is everything you want in a Jurassic Park movie. Even Jurassic World, but for sure it feels more like a Jurassic Park movie.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of Jurassic Park. Not a fan of Dominion, to be perfectly honest. I didn't like it all that much. This is absolutely like what you want in like a dinosaur kind of like terrorizing movie.
Obviously, I don't no spoilers on the show, but would it behoove me to watch Jurassic World Dominion before I see this one?
You don't really need to.
Don't really.
There's no real direct connection to it.
Okay.
They hint at a few things, but if you don't see Dominion, you're not going to be lost or at all.
Okay.
So, yeah, I felt the same way when I watched Endgame. I wasn't lost at all.
Just shut up. That's the funniest thing you've ever said, actually. Because if there's ever a movie where you have to watch other movies, it's Avengers Endgame. You saw none of them. You just stepped right in for the last one. Yeah, so, you know, you put these gloves on and you snap your finger. Look at that.
I don't even know what I missed out on, right? I have no idea what I missed. I'm just
saying. You literally have no idea what you missed out on.
All right, Tigers back in action tonight. We'll get to them today at 11:05. And pay homage to our friends in Canada Day. We'll get to that at 11:01.
Happy Canada Day.
Here on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.